Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 21, 1806. Further retracing their steps. A few days ago, before the party started back down the Rocky Mountains toward the plains, the captain sent Drewyer and Shannon ahead to the Weeup Prairie, where the Chepunish Indians were holding their big council. They were to recruit guides if the Indians who had promised to accompany the corps over the Rocky Mountains had changed their minds. They were authorized to trade a gun, possibly two, if they could find Indians willing to do the guiding. Today, Clark writes his version of Lewis's entry.
We collected our horses early and set out on our return to the flats. We all felt mortification in being thus compelled to retrace our steps through this tedious and difficult part of our route, obstructed with brush and innumerable logs and fallen timber, which renders the traveling distressing and even dangerous to our horses. One of Thompson's horses is either choked this morning or has the distemper badly. I fear he is to be of no further service to us. An excellent horse of Grisat's snagged himself so badly in the groin in jumping over a parcel of fallen timber that he will eventually be of no other service to us. At the pass of Collins Creek, we met two Indians who were on their way over the mountains. They had brought with them the three horses and the mule, which had left us and returned to the Quamish ground. These Indians returned with us about 1/2 mile down the creek, where we halted to dine and graze our horses. As well as we could understand the Indians, they informed us that they had seen George Drewyer and Shannon, and that they would not return until the expiration of 2 days. The cause why Drewyer and Shannon did not return with these men, we are at a loss to account for. We pressed those Indians to remain with us and conduct us over the mountains on the return of Drewyer and Shannon. They consented to remain 2 nights for us, and accordingly deposited their stores of roots and bread in the bushes at no great distance, and after dinner returned with us as far as the little prairie, about 2 miles distance from the creek. Here they halted with their horses, and informed us they would remain until we overtook them, or at least 2 nights. They had 4 supernumerary horses with them. We sent on 4 hunters ahead to the Quamish Flats to make an evening hunt. They so far succeeded as to kill 1 deer. We left Reuben and Joe Fields at the creek where we dined, and Sergeant Gass, in order to hunt about that place until our return. At 7 in the evening we found ourselves once more at our old encampment, where we shall anxiously await the return of Drewyer and Shannon. Captain William Clark, June 21, 1806.
Though the youngest member of the party, and lost on 2 occasions in the past, Shannon was often assigned to important missions. He must have learned somewhere along the way how to be a capable woodsman. Drewyer, of course, was a valuable interpreter, and the captains were at something of a loss without him. The poor communication with the two Indians they met today was a good example. Tomorrow, the salmon are running.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.